Even before the current four-year drought kicked in, Tim Palmer knew that California's glaciers were in trouble.
There are 130 of them. They range in size from the extremely small up to big glaciers on Mount Shasta that still behave like giant glaciers do. A glacier is a mass of compacted snow and ice that creeps slowly downhill. It's a solid substance that flows. And so, of course, they can be very small, and eventually they melt away to nothing, which is, in fact, what's happening to nearly all the glaciers in California.
Palmer, an award-winning nature writer and photographer, spent most of the year 2010 seeking out and documenting these vanishing ice fields. The result was his book, California Glaciers, published in 2012 when this interview was recorded. The book is his sad but beautiful farewell to the glaciers.
I realized that this was the opportunity to capture them in photographs so that future generations can actually know what was here and to remind people today of what is still there but dwindling.
Over the course of three rounds of backcountry explorations, on skis as well as hiking, in spring, summer, and autumn, Palmer visited more than two dozen of the then surviving glaciers, where he quickly learned that the midday sun was not his ally on the bright expanses of ice, and that an early start was essential to get the best pictures.
I was looking for the ultra-beautiful shot to really show these places in their final glory. And that shot is at sunrise, because they all face east and north. I soon discovered I had 50 minutes between the time when I could barely see the ground until when I had to be where I wanted to shoot at those first direct rays of sunlight on the peaks. So I camp as high as I possibly could. The bottom of these glaciers are entirely covered with rock rubble. And then in the morning, I dash up in that 50 minutes to get to that morning shot when the sun first hit the peaks and the glaciers beneath them.
There was one time, however, when the noonday sun was advantageous. That was when Palmer took the camera with him inside an ice cave 10 feet beneath the surface of the McClure Glacier in Yosemite National Park.
I expected to be on the glaciers and all around them and to see them thoroughly. I never really expected to be in one, but I had that opportunity. There was a cave, and I was able to crawl back in this ice cave about 50 feet, and it was the most eerie, otherworldly experience. Water was running across the floor. Of course, all the sides and the ceiling were ice. The ceiling was just like a wet mirror of black ice. It was extraordinary.
At several locations, Palmer was able to contrast his modern photographs with images of the same glacier taken a century earlier, when it was much larger. He says that knowing how these geological relics are disappearing gave the project a bittersweet overlay.
There was this incredibly melancholic aspect to it because these are beautiful places that are disappearing. But on the other hand, it was this remarkable landscape that I had a whole summer to explore. So I just approached this project with tremendous gusto. I just really enjoyed being out there and exploring and finding what there was to show to the rest of the world.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.